In the lunchtime edition, Prime Minister Motley defends the new hired car tax as the tourism sector expresses strong concern about the levy. Former members of the opposition DLP form a new political pressure group and hold their first public forum this weekend. Political scientist Dr. George Bell, meantime, believes the group will have a lot of work to do to form a credible political party. And well-known radio personality, Carita Taylor, Carita D, has died. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, BHTA, Javon Griffith, is concerned about the recently introduced car rental levy, warning that it could hurt the tourism sector. He was speaking during the association's quarterly general meeting. He said the additional charge will increase rental costs for both visitors and locals, potentially discouraging tourists from renting vehicles.
This additional levy will raise rental costs, potentially reducing tourist spending and providing further incentive for illegal car rental operators to continue operating outside the law. The car rental sector already faces the highest taxation burden in the tourism industry, with no available concessions whatsoever. Currently, the industry is subject to 17.5% VAT, full duties and excise taxes on vehicles, hired car registration fees, new car fees on replacement vehicles, full duties on parks and tires. These costs already make Barbados the most expensive destination for legal car rentals in the Eastern Caribbean.
Chairman of the BHTA, Javon Griffith. Meantime, Prime Minister Mayor Amor Motley, who addressed the BHTA meeting, defended the decision to implement the car rental levy.
As it relates to the $10 tax, please, I beg you do. A person who pays $200 a day and who expects quality expects to be able to be given an environment that is stable, that is healthy, and all of the other things that we have to do to make it happen. I am not telling you that anybody likes taxation because they don't. But by the same token, study your head. If the government doesn't find a base with a large, large denominator to keep the incidence of the tax small, then who next will have to pay that tax to protect our coast? Is it the hotels? Is it the villas? Is it the chattel houses living on the beach? These are the bald realities.
Prime Minister Mayor Amor Motley. Well, the former members of the Democratic Labour Party have formed a new political pressure group, and they're holding their first public forum this weekend. The group called the Friends of Democracy have circulated a flyer promoting the event, which will be the first in a series. The flyer, posted by the former DLP General Secretary Steve Blackett, advertises the series called On the Front Step and lists former DLP Vice President Walter Maloney as the chairman of the session, with the speakers being Ricky Williams, Ricardo Harrison, and Raymond Wiggins. Mr. Blackett, who was removed as DLP General Secretary and then expelled from the party, along with the former president, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, tells Starcom Network News, the group comprises a number of people who were either expelled or resigned from the opposition DLP, but will continue to speak on national issues.
Maybe every other Sunday or once a month. It depends on the feeling coming out of the meeting on Sunday, where we will start to address some of the bread and butter issues, some of the kitchen table discussions that are going on in Barbados that are affecting Barbadians, sometimes negatively, sometimes positively, because not everything the government does is negative. I'm so minded. So we're going to be addressing those issues that affect Barbadians negatively and speak to some of the issues that are positive. And endorse some of them that are positive. And we'll also proffer ideas that will help correct or assist in correcting some of the ills in Barbados, but certainly to add our voice to the conversation.
Mr. Blackett stresses the group is not a political party at this stage, although he did not rule out that possibility for the future.
I'm not going to go that far. Like I said, whatever happens out of this formation at the Friends of Democracy, if it happens organically or that it morphs into a political party, so be it. But our first intention is not to form any political party. What we're doing at this stage is to speak into some of the issues that affect Barbadians negatively and positively. And like I said before, to add our voice to the conversation of what is happening in Barbados.
Former DLP General Secretary Steve Blackett. Meantime, political scientist Dr. George Bell believes the group will have a lot of work to do to form a credible political party.
There's a lot of talk around about an election being called and that the Democratic Labour Party is preparing to give its full slate of candidates. In the light of that, the people that were expelled are probably getting nervous that they don't want the group that is under Thorn to get too far ahead of them. And on that basis, they are trying to put together something. But if you are at the level of a pressure group is not a political party. And a political party cannot just be established by public relations. It can't even be established because you have an office. You have to build it, and it takes time to build it. Unless they are carrying a section of the Democratic Labour Party in debt, they have nothing. And that is the whole challenge.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell. In the lunchtime edition. Minister of People Empowerment and Member of Parliament for St. Michael's South, Kirk Humphrey, is welcoming a proposed $7 million investment to develop areas around Jemmons Lane, St. Michael. The Afrexim Bank has announced it will contribute the funds to improve housing for residents as part of its plans to establish a new headquarters in the area. Mr. Humphrey says his constituents are embracing the investment as the community has been grappling with illicit activities.
My constituency is right next door. That particular location now is filled at night with the traditional word Barbadians uses parols, but by drug addicts. I mean, it's always on fire. The police at the fire station will tell you that. The property needed an upgrade. And I think this is a wonderful improvement. I must also tell you that I had spoken to a number of the residents who live along that street. And they're very pleased about the improvement in the area and the possibilities for themselves to be able to engage in business, and they look forward to their properties being improved as well. I think overall this is a very good thing for Barbados. I think it's a very good thing for the Caribbean, and I trust that it's only going to redound to the benefit of the entire region.
Minister of People Empowerment and Member of Parliament for St. Michael's South, Kirk Humphrey. Well-known radio personality Carita Taylor, better known as Carita D, has died. Starcom Network News understands she had been working in Barbados over the last decade and since returning from the USA passed away recently from a brief illness. Veteran broadcaster Vic Fanan says he remembers Carita D as the consummate professional.
I always thought that she put so much effort into her programming, so much thought, so much creativity, and came well prepared. Something that's quite unusual in today's radio environment. Well prepared, well articulated, well researched. I'm sorry to hear of her passing. May she rest in peace.
Ambassador Vic Fernandes. Trinidad and Tobago's main United National Congress has launched its campaign for the April 28th general election, accusing the ruling People's National Movement of bringing Trinidad and Tobago into socioeconomic ruins over the past 9.5 years. The UNC, which is expected to enter into some form of coalition with smaller parties for the election, used the launch to present 18 of the 39 candidates it's expected to name for control of the 41-seat parliament. Mrs. Prasad Besasar, the party's head, said that a UNC government will establish a national commission on the banking and financial sector that would ensure citizens are not exploited via predatory fees. The former prime minister also promised an end to the property tax, as well as lower food prices and no electricity and water rate increases. Our top stories. Prime Minister Motley defends the new hired car tax as the tourism sector, through the BHDA, expresses strong concern about the levy. Former members of the opposition DLP have formed a new political pressure group and hold their first public forum this weekend. Political scientist Dr. George Bell believes the group will have a lot of work to do to form a credible political party. People Empowerment Minister Kirk Humphrey welcomes the promised $7 million investment by the Afrexim Bank to develop areas around Jemmons Lane. Well-known radio personality Carita Taylor, Carita D, has died. the lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.